علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about a very important topic, and that is the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. In this particular topic, we're going to talk about some important tenets. We're going to talk about some of the important tenets that are needed to be present in the people and also in the leaders in of the society, and how and we're going to discuss about how Muslims are need to live, or how Islamic system or an Islamic community need to live as a people to be able to progress and live a life which is covered in divine blessings and goodness. And we are going to base some of our discussions on the sermon of Qasi'ah, which is basically the sermon that is degrading the issue of pride, the moral depravity of pride. It's showing how bad it is, how low it is. And basically, this is probably one of the reasons why it is called Qasi'ah, as was discussed in the previous sessions. In the previous session before this, we discussed about the fact that in the society there are certain divine norms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established, that are repetitive, that are constant throughout time and space, that dominate human society.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, these we can say these divine norms that dominate human society, that are divine, that are from God, they are always present at every time, at every place, and they are, because of the fact that these divine norms are constants, just like the laws of motion, like the laws that are existing in nature. And therefore, for example, according to the laws of motion, if I push something, then it goes. It moves, right? In the same way, if I push it after 5 minutes, it will happen. It will still move. And after 10 minutes, it will move, right? This law is constant, right? Wherever there is matter, wherever there is mass, there is gravity. Maybe if it is the amount of mass is very little, the matter is very little, then of course the gravity will be less. But wherever there is matter, there is gravity. This is a law which is constant, and therefore in the societies also these constants exist. These divine norms exist. These are called sunnatun ilahiyya, norms that are divine regarding the societies. So what is we see that in history, for instance, one of the divine norms is that people who are oppressors, they are never successful. They never progress. And this is something that we've seen. It's a divine norm. When people were oppressive, that society that was oppressive was never successful. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that we contemplate on these previous generations, because you will see the application of those divine norms in those societies, and therefore be careful of avoiding those things that led to their destruction and to perform those things that led to their progress.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, one of the things that led to the progress and success, and you can say the loftiness of societies, was unity and avoiding disunity. To hold on to be united and to stay away from disunity. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَإِذَا تَفَكَّرْتُمْ, when you think, when you ponder, from in the different states of these societies, you saw sometimes they were very honorable, but sometimes they were degraded. This will lead you to get inspired about what you are supposed to do. Now, when you ponder upon the history of peoples and what led to their progress, what led to their destruction, this will give you an idea about what you should do today. It will inspire you. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَأَلْزِمُوا كُلَّ أَمْرٍ لَزِمَتِ الْعِزَّةُ بِهِ شَأْنَهُمْ. Get hold on to all of those things that led them to be honorable. وَزَاحَتِ الْأَعْدَاءُ لَهُ عَنْهُمْ. And get hold of onto all those things that led their enemies to be destroyed and be defeated. Apply those. Keep them in yourself. Strengthen yourselves with those tenets. Look at them in the history. See what led them to become destroyed. What led them to grow. What led them to progress. For example, look at the community of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. At one time they were powerful. Okay? But at another time they became weak and destroyed and humiliated. There was a reason. Why were they powerful at one time? And why did they become destroyed at another time? Why were they humiliated at another time? At the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, they were honorable. They had izzah, they had honor, they had strength. They had, you can say, that special position and loftiness. And so we need to find out what was the reason why they were lofty. What was the reason why they had honor at that time? And then apply that thing in your own lives. And then look at them at a certain point in time. You see that they were degraded by other societies. The communities were controlling them, forcing them to do their will. What happened that they became like that? When you are having this particular mindset and outlook, then you will be able to live a good life as a society. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that depth in looking into history and taking lessons from them, as has been taught to us by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه نبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه